In Tallahassee today, final paperwork was prepared to finally pay Alan Kratzer $1.25 million for his wrongful imprisonment. The St. Petersburg man spent 24 and a half years in prison for a crime he did not commit. Kratzer was released back in January of 2006, but the legislature failed in previous attempts to provide financial compensation for his false incarceration until this year. The Tampa Tribune reports that Kratzer, who has been working for a nursery in Tallahassee, now has plans to go back to school and also hopes to lobby on behalf of other people who have been wrongly imprisoned. Seth Miller is the executive director with the Innocence Project based in Tallahassee, a group that, along with some attorneys, was central in working on having Alan Kratzer released from jail.
Well, we're just really happy for Al. I mean, he had lots of advocates in the process, pro bono attorneys and pro bono PR people who helped out immensely who were instrumental in getting Alan his compensation. I think that it's a really great day for him and also for the state of Florida to recognize that we do have a problem with wrongful convictions and incarceration, and that when we do wrongfully convict and incarcerate somebody, that we have to make amends.
Your organization nationally, of course, is well known for helping get innocent men and women get them out of prison, essentially. I know 60 Minutes did a big story about a recent case in Texas.
Sure.
Down there. What's the situation here in Florida? Are there any other cases that you're actively working on right now?
Sure. I mean, the Innocence Project of Florida, we're litigating about 12 cases statewide that are in various different levels of litigation. Some we're still just seeking DNA testing. Others we've gotten DNA testing, and we're just waiting for the results. And others we've gotten favorable results, and we're just trying to work out the kinks to move towards release with the prosecution. Or if it doesn't work out, we'll have to litigate that issue. But we're moving along in a lot of cases, and we're hoping that this year we'll reach exoneration in a few cases.
Alan Kratzer was arrested in 1981 after a 38-year-old woman and a 12-year-old girl were raped in a Tampa apartment. The woman identified Kratzer from a mugshot, and he was charged with kidnapping, robbery, and rape. A year later, at the age of 20, he was sentenced to over 130 years in prison. This year, legislation sponsored by Tampa State Senator Arthenia Joyner has been passed and forwarded to Governor Charlie Crist that would grant exonerated inmates $50,000 for every year they spent wrongfully imprisoned. However, Senator Joyner is not happy about the so-called clean hands provision of the bill. Again, Seth Miller from the Innocence Project.
The bill is, I think, less than desirable. Our office has worked with Senator Joyner's office, and we've been working very closely for a number of years on this issue. And this year, both houses have finally passed a comprehensive process that would apply to all exonerees, and would pay them $50,000 a year, giving them 120 hours of free tuition and some other things like automatic expungement of all their criminal records related to the wrongful conviction. The problem with the bill, and something that Senator Joyner doesn't like and something we don't like, is of course that it would exclude people who have a prior felony conviction, a conviction prior to their wrongful conviction. Unfortunately, that would exclude a number of people who have been wrongfully convicted and incarcerated and released in the state of Florida through DNA testing simply because they had an unrelated prior conviction. So, it's something that, we've never been in support of at the Innocence Project. And unfortunately, it ended up in this bill, and it's going to pass, and it's going to be signed by the governor. And we're going to work next year and however long it takes to strip that provision out. So all innocent people who have been wrongfully convicted can be treated equally.
Under an annuity, Kratzer, who is married and has two children, will receive an initial payment of $250,000. CFO Alex Sink says that way, his compensation will not be taxed. For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.